We're discussing lupines.
Lupines.
You know, when we asked apple juice, you said you're not responsible until the wireless is working. So wireless is working. And I looked up lupines. So I can give you the files.
Did I send this up? I guess I must. Okay. Yeah, where are we up to? That's where we're up to. Okay. We're discussing the Mechaber, at least, not the Ramah yet, in Sif Gimel, talks about two minim, and we discussed the, we discussed the Chakira about what the problem of two minim is, between the Rambam, Mechaber, versus the Tosfos and the Ramah. The Rambam saying that just separating two minim is aser. The Ramah Tosfos saying one is considered ochel, one is considered psolas. And we pointed out two nafkamina. Number one, can you take the min you don't want out of the min you want? According to us, who pass like the Ramah, for sure not, because that would be psolas out of ochel. According to the Mechaber, the most achronim understand, according to the Bir Halacha, you can, because it's two minim. They're both equally psolas and equally ochel, so it doesn't make a difference. The second nafkamina was the prima gadim. What if you have two minim and you want them both? You want neither of them now, but you want them both at the same time, whenever that time comes. They're both completely equal to you, like forks, knives, and spoons, like white and black chess pieces, like vechuli, that you want them both equally. So the prima gadim says mutter. The Bir Halacha quotes the prima gadim nistapik. It's not really nistapik. It says twice that it's mutter. The prima gadim says for sure that it's mutter. And that makes a lot of sense according to the Ramah Tosfos Derech. If the only problem with two minim is that it's ochel psolas, but if they're both equal to you, then it's not ochel psolas. So of course it should be no chalo shem borer. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself in the end, in the Bir Halacha, decides to be machmer on this and to be choshesh for the Rambam. The Prima Gadim wants to tell you that even the Rambam might not be machmer on this, but Pashas, the Bir Halacha is good lamdus, the Rambam should be machmer on this, because the Rambam says the problem with shnei minim is just that they're shnei minim. Then who cares if you like one better than the other, or if they're both equal to you? Either way, there are two minim. Halacha l'maisa, the Prima Gadim was makel on this. The Bir Halacha is machmir. So far it seems that we're machmir. Although, and even though we don't hold like the Rambam entirely, we basically hold like the Ramah Tosfos Derech. We're choshesh for the Rambam. Although I pointed out, Rav Avadya used this as a snif lahakel in sorting silverware. Then in the end, he's mocked to sort the silverware, and one of his sneaking lahakel is he said, look, according to Prima Gadim, it's perfectly okay, because it's two equal minim, and neither one, not just to Prima Gadim, according to Tosos, according to the Ramah, according to the Torah, according to the Rush, according to the whole Ashkenazic Masorah, it should be fine, because there's no ochel, no psolas. Forks, knives, and spoons are completely equal to each other. They just happen to be different. Separate but equal, right? Separate but equal is the nafkamina. Now, there's a third point I wanted to say here. I'm not sure. I keep changing my mind what to say about in terms of lundus, but let's just learn in terms of halacha. There's a big question. The other issue that comes up, although according to what I'm thinking now, I don't think it's actually a neat nafkamina, is what's the definition of la'alter for two minim? That we see a machlokas. Pashtus, we should say the definition of la'alter for two minim is the same as la'alter for one min, which the way we paskin means samach l'suda. However, the Magen Avraham here is Meramis, he quotes the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef made a diak from the Ramban, that's right here in the Mechaber also. The end of Sif Gimel, that from morning to afternoon is Chayiv. But it sounds like if it was morning to noon, or morning to late morning, even though it was many hours, it would be Mutter. So it sounds like we have a more makel definition of La'alter, we're more makel by Tuminim, that even though by Ochel Psolas you can only do it La'alter Mamish. By Tuminim, you can even be Borer for anything shorter than Shachris Lebein Arbayim. Right? For anything shorter than, I don't know, pick what Shachris Lebein Arbayim means, I don't know, 6 hours? Anything shorter than 6 hours, whatever Shachris Lebein Arbayim means. So that's a big kula in terms of Shnei Minim. Halacha l'maisa, we reject this kula. Halacha l'maisa, even though the Beis Yosef interprets the Rambam as having this kula, Beis Yosef interprets the Rambam as giving a kula, for two minim you can be makel and be borer for anything less than 6 hours. I'm making up the 6 hours part. The Magen Avraham seems to endorse that in Sivkat and Hay. Sorry, in Sifkutin Vav. He seems to endorse it. Anything sort of less than, you know, the next Suda over, you can be Mako. But we're Machmir. The Bir Halacha points out that the Ramah is Machmir on this. The Ramah says in Shnei Minim, you can only do it right here. Shnei Minim Yadagim, if you're Shnei Minim Ochlin, Va'asul Liver, Echem Chavir, Elokidei Lechlon Miyad. The Ramah is very clear that this is only Kidei Lechlon Miyad. So even though there are those who are making the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef, that you can have a larger window of time for Shnei Minim. But we totally disagree with that. We pass like the Rambam, that Shnei Minim, you can only do it Miyad, just like Ochlin Solis. At first I was thinking, if I would have gotten to this on Thursday, I would have said there's another Nafkamina, there's Hakira, and the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam, Lashitasa, and the Beis Yosef would say Shnei Minim is not the same as Ochlin Solis, it's a different Hechitimtza, would say it has a different shear of time. The Rambam, who holds Shnei Minim is just a Hechitimtza of Ochlin Solis, it's the same shear of time as Ochlin Solis, only Motul La'alta. But the truth is that I'm not sure about that, because even if Shnei Minim is a different category than Ochlim Solas, I'm not sure why you should be allowed to do it for anything other than the next Suda. So I think the Aruch HaShulchan sort of hints at this. It could be that really, even though this doesn't fit so well, it's a strange Svara anyway, that what's the Svara for this strange Shita, that by two Minim you're allowed to be Borer? Anything less than Shachar Sulein or Vine. Right, for any time after lunch, you can go for Shal Shittis, just not before lunch. So it's very strange. I thought maybe based on the Aruch HaShulchan, you could say that really Adrabba, it doesn't fit into a neat nafkamina, and the svara for this can only be explained based on the Tosfos Ramah Derech. If the problem with Shnei Minim is one of them is Ochel and one of them is Psoles, what makes a good min into Ochel and a good min into Psoles? If you want to eat it, it's Ochel. If you don't want to eat it, it's Psoles. So then you could say, when do you say if you don't want to eat it, it's psolus? Only if you don't want to eat it, at least till after the next meal. But if you want to eat it in a few hours, then you can't call that psolus. So maybe Davka, according to the Ramah, we could explain the sheets of Beis Yosef, which I realize doesn't work out, that Davka, if the problem with two meaning is ochlum psolus, then you could say, as long as I'm eating it in a few hours, can't call that psolus. Only if I'm not going to eat it for shachar to be in our body, you can call it psolus. In which case, it doesn't work out neatly. All right, not sure exactly what to do about that. Halacha l'maisa, though, it's very clear. Whatever the svara is for the strange sheet of the Beis Yosef, that by Shnei Minim there's a heter, that you can borer after lunch for Shalosh Shudis, as long as you're not borer in the morning for Shalosh Shudis. We don't pass like this. The Ramah says flat out in Sif Gimel that to Minim also liver ela b'yadu k'ilochem miyad, only a heter of le'alter. Just my suffix was, what's the svara of the strange sheet of the Beis Yosef, they don't pass like? Is it the Shitase, the two Minim, is a different category, so it has a different time? Or is it Adrabba works Davka better in the sheet of the Ramah? The problem of two Minim is that the one you want to eat later is defined as Psoles, and it can't be called Psoles unless it's two meals down the road. Anything which is not two meals down the road can't be called Psoles. Okay, that's a little lumbus. Let's get back to Halacha. So let's get to this Ramah. The Ramah in Sif Gimel is based on the Trumas Hadeshen. And he deals with two issues. Sort of one is the explicit issue he deals with, the other he sort of throws in, and the Beis Yosef didn't quote that part, although I do recommend, I was actually in the Xerox of the Trumas Hadeshen and handed out to everyone, I had it all annotated and everything, but Lashitasi being late for Shir, I didn't have a chance to do that. So let's read the Ramah in Sif Gimel. Hagal, Ushnei mine dogen mikri shnei mine ochlen, va'asur liver echa mechavero ela b'yaduk elochem yad, two different types of fish, five halibut and salmon, that's called two minim, even though they're both fish, but they're different species of fish. And therefore, it's usher to do braver because it's two minim, unless I fulfill all the conditions. I do it biyado, and I do it to eat miyad. And, you know, you would have to add, he doesn't mention it here, but he holds, and I take the one I want from the one I don't want. We'll come back to that line in a moment. But if it's min echad, even if I'm separating the large pieces from the small pieces, let's say it's all schnitzel. I have schnitzels. But I want to separate the big pieces of schnitzel from the small pieces of schnitzel. Then no problem at all, because it's all one min. Even if I have, you know, schnitzel and, I don't know what, even if I have halibut and salmon, and I take all the big halibuts and salmon, out of all the small halibuts and salmon. The halibut and salmon are still mixed. Just all the big halibut and salmon are mixed on this plate, and all the small halibut and salmon are going to be mixed on the other plate. That's also fine. Shari holy and bor minech mitoch avero. Because even though it's technically two minim, but I'm not separating the two minim from each other. I'm just separating the big from the small. This is logically obvious, although, you know, it's a chiddush because I'm separating two minim. How can you say it's not bor? The answer is I'm not separating the two minim from each other. I'm just separating the big from the small. So the two minim is not really a halachic factor here. This is the quote from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah here is quoting the Kula and the Chumra of the Trumas Hadeshin. So let's see, start with the Kula of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Kula of the Trumas Hadeshin is that even though we learn that Shnei Minim, even Ochel and Ochel is Asr Vibor or Do Right, Mido Raisa, that's only Shnei Minim, but Min Echad is Mutter. That's what I said, I had on the board the other day. There's sort of three, right? I don't remember what the order was, but it has to be a Taroves. It has to be Ochel and Soles, or Shnei Minim, right? Again, there's lumdus about this, but it has to be two different things. It has to be a Taroves of two different things for it to be Usser, and it's only Usser if one and two, and I'm doing it Derech Breimra, but Derech Achila is Mutter. Right now, is there an and four here? We'll see. That's machlokas between many according to the Chazon Ish. Let's not get to that for now. But at the very least, these are muskim. So we pointed out that we learned it's only us who can do derech breimra, not derech achila. What is derech achila? Derech achila equals right ayin l'sholosh, ochel mitoch soles,
yeah,
and biyad and la'alta. Right? What is considered och two minim? It's only usher if it's two minim or ochlim solus. But if it's one min, it's heter gomer, regardless. Even if Haro is a one min and you're using professional equipment to separate it for 3 years from now, if it's one min, that's fine. And that's what the Trumas Hadeshin's Kula is here, that when they asked him about separating the Chatichos Dogim, he says, it's only usher if it's two minim, like separating the halibut from the sole. But Avad, the one min, is perfectly fine. Celebrate big from small. And even if it's two minim, but if you're not separating the minim from each other, then that's just coincidence. It's really just one big thing, and you're separating big from small. Now, this issue is, I'm not going to get into the Yerushalmi here. I am the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to be dealing with this problem. Is it a problem? Igulim mitoch igulim, which many of you first say, take big things of figs from small ones. It's unclear, again, Kedar, not the Derech of Yerushalmi, but the Derech of us, who are very us meaning. The Torah community are very ignorant of exactly how to interpret the Yerushalmi precisely and don't have a clear Masorah. We're not sure what the Yerushalmi says, so it deals with it, but we're not going to discuss that right now. So let's discuss the Inyan of two minim. So first of all, does everyone agree to this heter of two minim? So no. Does everyone agree to this heter of one min? No. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says, look, if you're separating one min, let's say you're just separating the big schnitzel from the small schnitzels. Why? The stomach, because you want to eat the big ones now, or you want to eat the small ones now. So for you, there's one thing that you want and one thing you don't want. Maybe if a crazy person separated one min, you know, then the Taz would admit that's mutter. But any intelligent person who separates one min for a logical reason is really saying that one part he wants and one part he, and one part he doesn't want. So therefore, that's considered Borer. So the Taz is Machmer, he quotes the Maril to support him, that's considered Borer, rejecting the Ramah on the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Taz says, even one min is usher, any Borer is considered two things. Any Borer done by a sane person is considered two things. Because by definition, if you're bothering to be Mavarer, then one of them is useful to you in a way that's more than the other. So that's considered a real Melechus Machshavas of Borer. That's the Sheet of the Taz. He quotes the Maril to support him. Again, later I'm going to point out the Yerushalmi might or might not support him, depending on exactly how you read the Maskana.
He tries to say the Torah also agrees.
He wanted to say, I don't think he wanted to bring a diuk from the Torah that he agreed with him. I thought he wanted to just at least say the Torah didn't disagree with him. Uh-huh. You mean about the Shnei Minim?
Yeah, the Minachad.
Right, the...
Because the Torah only doesn't...
Okay, that's a very weak deal. Anyway, Lamaisa, the Taz, says one minim. There's also, why did everyone use the example of two minim, right? Everyone in Toletaz used the example of two minim. And I don't mean only the Achronim and the Rambam. I mean all the Rishonim and the Gemara. We all use the example of two minim. So no, that's just a chiddush. You might have thought two minim was not a tarovis because it's sort of obvious which was which, and they're not really so mixed. So the chiddush is even two minim is a tarovis. But they never meant to say you need two minim to be considered boer. Boer is any time you have things you want more and things you want less. That is even big piece of schnitzel from small piece of schnitzel. So that's the Taz against the Chumash Deshin and the Ramah, who's made to even separate big from small because it's all one min. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that we utterly reject the Taz. Where the Shas Taz is nidcha l'halacha, we pass like the Ramah, the Chumash Deshin, that it's only us or if you have a haloshem of two different things, ochel and psolus or two minim, which is a halachic definition, but if what you have is halachically one min of ochel and ochel, and you, for some reason, decide to separate it anyway for some subtle difference that it makes to you, that is heter gomer, no matter how you do it, because just not the haloshem borer if you're not separating two different things, if you're separating two of the same things. So you're allowed to separate the big piece of schnitzel from the small piece of schnitzel. Now, of course, this is one of these cases where the devil is certainly in the details. What's considered one min and what's considered two minim is every single case you can think of, the Achronim argue on. It's very hard to give a klal, but let's at least give some examples. So we know what's considered one. What's considered one min? Big pieces and small pieces. That's the Rambam. What's considered two minim? So two types of fish, even though they're both fish, are two minim. Or two types of meat would also be two minim. Two types of fowl, you know, two types of fruits. That's for sure two minim. Mishmur adds, cooked and roasted meat is also two minim. Even though they're the same min, they're beef, but if the beef is prepared in two different ways, that's also considered halachically two minim. Prima Gadim is a little bit something about sweet and sour apples, but Lamaisa, the postum quote from the Prima Gadim at the very end of the simon, the Eshel Avraham, he gives a little sikum at the end of the simon, the postum quote from the Prima Gadim, a formulation which doesn't really answer anything, but gives us at least a guideline. He says, like, all the way at the end, almost all the way, like a few lines from the end, Umawin Shnei Minim. So how do we define Shnei Minim, Taka? Kol Shechalubi Taman O Bishman Kibbeiz Minim Dagim Vechuli. So anything that has a different tam or a different shein, those of us who learned Yoredeya last year, this sounds a little familiar, are considered two minim. So if they taste different, right, even though they're the same thing, chicken, but one is cooked, one is roasted, that is a different min. Even if they taste the same, but if they're different kaloshens, then that's also considered, excuse me, that's also considered a different min.
Using that, the distinction of shein, so do we say then, is even opposite anymore between sweet and sour apples?
Sweet and sour apples have different tastes, so it seems like in the end,
oh, right, fine. So
even if they're both apples, they have
right,
different
so
tastes.
So it's like Macintosh and Rome apples.
Right, now I have to say, I'm an Amharitz and apples, I never know which are the apples that I like, which are the apples I don't like. Every time before I eat an apple, I have to check with my wife whether this is the kind of apple that I like to eat or not. Or, I just have to take my chance. But, I think that it could be, this is me saying, not me quoting any big poskim, that among the species of apples, there are some that mamish have different tastes. There's some that have pretty much the same taste. So I think it might be a different, you know, there might be the difference between, I don't know what they are, Fuji apple and a Macintosh maybe, which have very different tastes. One is more tart and one isn't. Maybe that would be a real difference in taste. Different than two Zanin, two strains which are very similar, might be considered, but it's very hard to tell. Some of the poskim, I think the Rabbi Ribiat in the end comes out saying that anything which people, he gives a very nachmer klal, anything which people sell separately or consider separate, that's considered two minim. That's a very nachmer formulation, but according to him, then any different strain of apples which they sell separately in the supermarket would be considered two minim. So that's what he says. Anything which people view separately, which they would sell separately, are two minim. That's where Rabbi gets klal. Again, that's going a little far. I'm not convinced one has to go that far, but we'll come back to that in a second.
Even rich people, just because the supermarket guy says it differently because the one he charges 5 cents more,
No, but Lahore, he only sells it separately because people buy it differently. I'm saying, again, I wouldn't, but my wife would go and only buy a certain type of apple that she knows her family likes, maybe. Or, I don't know, maybe she buys different ones for different people. I don't know what she does. But she has a lot of chokhmah to this. There's a lot of chokhmah that we're unaware of. What? Some are better. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of chokhmah that we're unaware of. Sweet apple. The Aruch HaShulchan ends up saying that it's, and even the Prim Gutman, first was supplicable, but later on, Ilachor, he'd be mafir. So he thinks that, again, I don't know what the sweet and sour meant exactly. Maybe he only goes by shame? You know, it's a little hard for me to imagine, unless the sweet and sour weren't such a difference.
Do you translate mean as species?
What?
Yeah,
but what does species mean? You mean we should go to Hochas Kalayim? Maybe.
Even after it's been made, so like, meaning after...
Yeah, no, it could be. If you wanted to say we define men for formal halachic purposes the way we define men in Maseches Kalayim, maybe. I'm not sure. It's hard to say. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't give a programmatic approach. On?
I'm apples and sweet and sweet.
Different kinds of apples.
Yeah.
Does he give a svara? Tam and Shona, okay. Halukim and Taman. Okay, maybe he's right. Now, I was just speculating that if there are two Zanim, which are very similar tastes, but it could be they're not very similar tastes. I don't know. And they're very different Maros. They look and taste different. Okay.
Could it depend on your individual, whether you're distinguished or not?
So, in some cases, it certainly when it comes to what's considered psoles, we see the poskim take into account what you individually think. But in this case, I'm not sure. I mean, this might be really more objective. Anyway, let's take this for a second, then we'll come back. How about non-food items? How do you translate this over? Foods, okay, so let's say shema or taima. Either way, it's different. We'll consider two minim and be machmer. Then what do you do when you go from that to non-foods? How do you define what's the same min? What is a different min? So the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa wants to say, in Paragimol Halacha Chav Zayin, Shmir Shabbos Golchasa wants to say, okay, look, let's translate tam into non-foods. If you use them the same, then that's one min. If you use them differently, that's different minim. Okay, seems... seems reasonable. And therefore, what does he want to say? He wants to say, like, for example, when it comes to matzahs, a big machlokas, broken matzahs from the whole matzahs on Pesach. Shmir Shabbos calls it something very reasonable. He says, if you just, like, want some of them to look nice on the table, then that's basically the same use, and that's considered a min echad. But if you want to yivar them for lechem mishnah, then it's like, solos and ochel, you know, then you don't really, you want one of them for one use, which the other ones are puzzle for, and then he's machir. So every reason, you know, it depends. If you're taking the whole one so it's nice on the table, or if you like to eat them and make a big sandwich, then that's one min. But if you need the lechem mishnah from the stuff that's not for lechem mishnah, then maybe that's more machmer.
Why should I have that?
What?
Why should I?
Yeah, because there... And as the difference between the whole and broken matzahs is very abstract. It's not like a different, it's not a physical difference, a very abstract difference in your use of lechem mishnah. So there I could see he'd say that's very subjective, only if you want to use them differently. Meaning if the difference is not physical, then I think you'd have to say that that difference is only for someone who wants to use that difference. Right, what's the difference between whole and broken matzahs? Only for the halacha lechem mishnah. So maybe it only applies to someone who's looking for lechem mishnah. What does he say?
Even
for Lecha Mishnah.
For Lecha Mishnah,
yeah. Yeah, I saw that on one of the other Shvarim also.
But I was wondering, even for Halachic, let's see, two foods, the same food, but different status than Halachic, unless you're a Mutter.
So you mean Treif and Kosher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Treif and Kosher, Lechorer would be Borer Midrabanan. Because we seem to assume that, at least according to some poskim, that's the problem with the A's on Shabbos and post Yom Tov, that's the Rabbanan. So it could be, and Mary Ruviat also assumes that, that Treif and Kosher is Borer, Halachic status would be at worst Borer Midrabanan, not Midoraisa. It's only halachic steps. But the Lechorah Treif and Kosher would be an Isser. For sure, Treif and Kosher would be an Isser, even if they are the exact same pieces of meat. Some are Treif, some are Kosher.
Why would the matzah for Lechem Mishnah be any worse? I mean, it's also
for halachic. I never claimed that was an Isser d'oraisa.
Oh,
the question
is
whether it would be Isser
d'oraisa.
Because
it's not just a lot of difference. It's also a subjective pulse. So it's not a Treif.
Let's get back to non-foods. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has something which I wouldn't have said. Is Rav Moshe Feinstein on here about the socks? No, so Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked, can you separate the different color socks? Can you separate the different color socks? And the Rav Moshe Feinstein was asking, can you separate the different color socks? And he said, no, because your makfid, that's, you have to wear each color of sock only in a very certain special circumstance. No, I don't know exactly what the rules are. Apparently, it's a machlokes in Mada, whether you have to wear the same color socks as your suit or the same color socks as your shoes, or obviously, for those who are dressed a little less formally, there's other options. So I'm not sure. I think we pass in your shoes. Yeah, and if anyone would know. Okay. So, I think we pass in shoes. Again, we're talking about for a formal dress. but, lemaisa, so Rav Moshe says, look, everyone knows you have to wear the black socks with the black shoes. You have to wear the brown socks with the brown shoes. Therefore, your makron, they're different. They're different things. And that's considered too mean. I mean, I think that also underlies, the approach of Rabbi Ribiat, that sort of anything people use, consider separate, you know, he says basically anything you use separately, like you have to use one in some circumstances, others in other circumstances, is considered too mean. And that's where Moshe. I personally would not have said that. I would have said, if it has the same use, then if black socks and brown socks have the same use, let's say you wear them both on Shabbos or both on Chol, right? Because I wouldn't say Shabbos socks and Chol socks, those are different uses. I wouldn't say sweat socks and dress socks, those are different uses. One is for playing ball, one is for, you know, going to formal occasions. But brown socks and black socks, they're almost the exact same use, they just have to match something. You know, it's like, I don't know, my blue suit pants and my black suit pants. So talk, I'm very mocked it, because if I have the black jacket, I need the black suit pants, the blue jacket needs the blue suit pants. But they have the exact same use. I'm just mocked it, they have to match something else. You know, but they're no different use. It's not like suit pants and sweatpants or suit pants and shorts, which have different uses. So I would have said, Misvara, if it has the same use, even though you're makbid to only wear it when it matches a certain thing, that's not boring. I would have said the white pieces and the black chess pieces. That's not boring. They're both for playing chess. Oh, a makbid. The white has to go on this side. The board black has to go on this side. But they're all for playing chess. So if you asked me, Misvara, I would have said heter, gummer, to different black and blue socks, as long as they're both for the same use. They're both dress socks. Hats or gummer separate the white from the black chess pieces. Because they all have the same use. They're not chalukin b'shma, they're both socks. And they're not chalukin b'taiva. I mean, my clothes for my wife's clothes, that the Gemara, you know, that the Gemara actually says in another context, that's obviously different uses. My clothes for my kids' clothes, my Shabbos clothes for my weekday clothes, my pants for my shirts. That's different uses. You know, even the sweat socks from the dress socks. But I would say different colors. I would say just because you're makbid sometimes doesn't make them different meanim. But nonetheless, Rav Moshe says, I have trouble understanding Misvara, but Rav Moshe says that even though they have the same use, since you're makbid, that sometimes you dafka need to wear one, and sometimes you dafka need to wear the other, that's considered different uses, and that's considered two meanim, and there's an isser of borer. Now I have a few other reasons why I would have been machter, separate the black and blue socks and the white and black chess pieces. But Rav Moshe would be machter.
Why would that be different than the Kugel, where you said that if you had something that's different from ours, it has the same use here, it's an apple, isn't it?
No, they taste different.
So, what would be the
apples taste different, meaning if I had two different apples, and they just looked different colors, but they tasted the same. I would call that one min. Ah, oh, sometimes in kosher by design, there might be a difference. Okay, but that's the one min. That's just shuyota fashion. You know, and it's not that it's shuyota, it's that you use them for the same thing. You get the same taste. Just coincidental. Like black, big and small schnitzel are also different, right? Small schnitzel you give to small people, big pieces of schnitzel you give to big people. But you wouldn't say that's too meanin, you know? But again, Rav Moshe would answer, because no one's ever really mocked it. You would give your kid the big schnitzel and just let him eat half of it. And you would eat the small schnitzel, you would just eat two of them. So Rav Moshe says, anytime you're mocked it, you recognize a difference, that's too meaning. Which is the way I think most of the Echon and Paskin. Again, I'm not sure I would have said that Misvara, but that's what Rav Moshe says, Lemaisa. So I think, yeah.
Well,
black and blue socks are certainly not Nikar Lion Aroa. Black and blue. Certainly not.
I'm good with black and white, that'd be fine.
Black and white, I mean, let's get back to that in a second.
Do you want to turn the heat on?
No, I'm fine. This might be a day after if I go home on Shabbos and I want to separate my short and long sleeve shirts. This shows that they're both good for all seasons, so maybe that's a tad l'hakel.
Does anyone mind if I
try them? Please.
Why isn't Moshe pointing to the fact that they have to match their shoes? The fact that they match each other, isn't that like enough reason? They can't mix them.
No, he's not saying what they match. He just says, you're machbid, that they have to be a certain way.
Isn't like enough that they have to match each other?
Like, yeah, could be. He would say just they have to match each other is enough. And Hanami, since you're machbid, they have to match each other, that's enough. Efshir. Yeah, I think he would say that. Now, the truth is, I'll tell you. Here, I'm going to... I'll spill a little beans. If it was up to me, I would for sure say you could separate the white chess pieces from the black chess pieces, and the red risk armies from the green risk armies, and the blue socks from the black socks, and the blue ties from the black ties, and all these similar things, because I would have three tzadim l'hakel. Again, well, l'chav lo l'maisa. I'm not going to go against Rav Moshe. I am going to go home and not do it. I'm going to go home and not separate the chess pieces and not separate the different color game pieces and not separate my black and blue socks. But I would think that I would be very convinced that it would be mutter, at least in theory, for the following three reasons. Number one, who says that shnei minim? They're both used for the same thing. That's already iffy. That's already a chiddush to say anytime you're makbid that you need the black sock to match anything. Okay, I would have said this. The other heter is, I would have said that according to the prima gadim, it's mutter. These are two minim that you want both of them equally. Assuming that that's the case, certainly for the chess pieces, the white and black pieces, by definition, you want them both equally. You need them both to play the game for the risk armies. And lachor for the socks also. You want both socks. Lachor, you want both socks equally. If you're separating the blue and, I mean, you have to figure out exactly what the insignia is.
You don't want them separated into the same bin. Meaning, I'm not with.
No, but what? Which is Ofa, which is Psolis? From the black and white chess pieces.
They're both Ofa in the sense that I need them both to be sorted. I want them both equally to be sorted, but not in the same place.
There's no Ofa and Psolis. That's what the Bir Halacha is Machra and the Prima Gadim is Mekel. So you have another Tzad L'Hatter and the Prima Gadim. I'm not saying the Prima Gadim has to be right. I'm saying it's Tzad L'Hatter. Now, in Moshe's case, you have to figure out, what was he talking about where you were just sorting your socks, but you needed them all equally? Or whether you were sorting the ones you wanted to wear today from the ones you didn't want to wear today? So I'm not sure exactly what his case was. But certainly in a lot of these cases, you know, if you're separating out, you're just stop, you're separating out your ties or your socks. Just stop. Or the silverware. Let's go back to the silverware, right? Well, no, the silverware is actually a little different. So in the... actually, hold on a second. No one has a remote share, do they? No. Okay. It's F, sure, maybe you could say, let's say the white and black chess pieces. The 39 Malachas book says it's awesome. Can't separate the white and black chess pieces. I would say three tzad in l'hakel. Number one, tzad l'hakel number one, is that, who says they're two minim? Use them both for chess. In a chanami, you need the white l'chod and the black l'chod, but use them both for chess. Maybe that's one min. Tzad l'hakel number two is that according to Prima Gadim, there's no ochel and there's no psolis. Tzad l'hakel number three, and this is what I was discussing with Harry Miller today, is that it's very strange that the poskim... It's a big chiddush that the poskim call certain things boer. That really doesn't seem like a very creative malacha. It's very not pasha that every time you separate out your toys and your clothes, and basically when you clean up your house, it's very not pasha that cleaning up is called boer. Intuitively, boer sounds like when the farmer's trying to produce something for his farm, right? That's boer, right? When you're actually creating something, you're doing some creative work. It's time to clean up your house. It's very non-intuitive to call that boer. You don't see cases like this in the Gemara or the Rishonim. Now, this isn't just my intuition, meaning it's a known machlokes achronim. There's a lot of achronim who say in each one in their own unique way that it's not boer, that just what we cleaning up the toys and the clothes in your house, that's not boer. For example, the Meiri says, boer is only something which is the derech to be boer, the Chedusha Ran and the Fine Dalit says, that boer is only things... That it's the derech to be borer l'otzer. That it's the derech to do in order to put away in a storehouse for a long time. Like taking the pebbles out of wheat. Like taking the leaves out of the fruit. That's what borer of something which you clean up and you bevarer it, but then you just play with it again, which you're just doing to put it away, but it's not like you're storing it that way for a long time. That's not borer. Borer is only those things the derech to do as part of the work of creating products to store. Not things of just putting them away. In the right compartments.
What's a long time?
What?
What's a long
You have to figure out what it means for an otzer. Only thing that Derek Bor l'otzer.
Doesn't
otzer
mean halachically that it's not osa suda?
I don't. No, that's nasa kabor l'otzer. That's not mamish bor l'otzer. You know what says bor? No, nasa kabor l'otzer. But it's not actually bor l'otzer. So, and number two, there's a maharshag. Shutmarshag. That's the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Since Eliezer quotes Shutmarshag, bor is only things you separate and don't mix again. But if things that you separate and then you just mix them again, that's not borer. Borer is things you permanently separate. Forever you've now separated them. That's a real halacha. If you separate your laundry and then you put it all in the same hamper, you separate your game pieces, you mix it up, you separate your forks and knives and mix it up, whatever the case may be, that's not borer. Borer has to be something which you are separating forever to actually do some creative labor here. Not things which you just clean up and it's a never-ending cycle. And the Ursameach has another, each is a different angle, but I think the same intuition. That they say, like, borer is only when you're really doing malacha. The Ursameach, in Perikas Alafiyat Aleph, wants to say also, he says, this whole thing about Kalim of Gadim ridiculous, that's not borer. Because he's dealing with this. He says, that's not borer. He says, borer is something which comes as a unit that you use together. And then you separate it and make it a different item. You know, like if you have, you know, wheat with the pebbles, which is one unit that you use together as wheat, but then you improve by taking out the pebbles. That's borer, even if you would have, let's say, I don't know, a granola mix. That's meant to be a chefzer granola mix, and you change it into a different chefzer, separating out the different elements. That's borer. Something was just thrown together because they got messed up. That's not borer. That's that just your sponge got piled up, or your food guy, your clothes got in the laundry basket. Says, that's not borer. That borer is when you have something that's meant to be used together. It's one chefza. And then you're changing it to a new chefza. When things are just jumbled together, I shouldn't say accidentally, but when things are jumbled together coincidentally, says, that's not borer. I think about a lot of these Rishon Ma'achronim, their intuition is that they just want to say, cleaning up your house and putting, you know, putting things in different drawers, that's not borer. Borer is only a creative process of malacha. So again, we don't hold like them. But, you know, Rabbi Miller told me he thought that, you know, not going to pass an Ochel Maisa, but if you asked him what he thought was true, say, look, when Chazal told you about borer, they meant like a real borer, when you're actually improving something, you're changing the chefzer, doing something creative, doing work, you know, processing, processing a chefzer, making some chiddush in the chefzer, not just when you're cleaning up. So, now again, and there are many Rishonim Echron to back that up. Lamaisa, we don't hold like them, but if you ask me, you know, could you put away the different wrist pieces or the different chest pieces or separate your blue socks from your black socks? I would have said, well, between the Tzad L'Hakal, there might all be one min, and the Tzad L'Hakal, that even if it's two min, if neither one is Ochel, neither one is Tzolmes, because you use them both at the same time. And the Tzad that maybe this isn't what Chazal meant by Borer at all. And by borer, they meant borer that you do as a permanent process of improving and transforming one chefza into a better chefza. Not just stop putting things away in a neat fashion. So I would have said that there's room to be makel against Rabbi Yuviet. Rabbi Yuviet seems to have a raya for Rav Moshe. Unless Rav Moshe, you know, was talking about a different case of socks where there was clear ochel and psola, so he didn't have so many stuff in the heter. Anyway, lemaisa, it's a funny thing. Yeah, I would have said misvara, certainly if I would see someone cleaning up. And, you know, putting away all the different color pieces in the right thing, or putting the right socks in the right drawer, I wouldn't say anything to them. I would say there's enough stud in Lahatur here. But, in terms of Halacha L'maisa, given that, you know, again, does it really make a difference if you put the pieces away in the right compartments anywhere, if you put your blue socks and black socks in separate piles anyway? Like, it doesn't seem to be a very necessary thing to do. So Halacha L'maisa, I'm still going to go home and not do it. And follow Rabbi Ribiyat, and I guess perhaps Rav Moshe also. But halacha l'maisa, it's not at all pashut that you would call this borer when it might not be tuminim, and even if it is tuminim, it's not ochel umsoles. And even if it is tuminim ochel umsoles, that might not be what Chazal meant by borer. It's not real malacha. Okay, something to think about. I certainly wouldn't go around making a campaign of teaching people how to clean up better and avoid borer. I mean, except for cases where you didn't have these studies. You know, obviously, if you had things that had to go in the garbage in the floor, or things that you didn't really need in the floor, and they're cleaning them off for things you did really need, that might be a different story. But You know, or if it was, you know, in some factory where people were, like, picking up and putting, you know, the chocolates in one thing and the wrappers in the other thing to send on the trucks. But in these cases, I wouldn't be mocha. I wouldn't go around making a campaign of this, but I'm not sure that I'm going to take it on my shoulders to be makele.
I guess I sort of understand. Like, conceptually, it seems to build such a compelling case to be makele. Why is it that in reality we don't follow this?
Okay, because I guess all the three times I said, Poskim would disagree. They'd say, I say it's one min because it has the same use. No, it's two minim, even though it has the same use, but you have to use them differently. You have to use them separately. You're machted. I say, well, there's no ochlum soles. The Bir Halacha says, I don't care. I'm machbar like the Rambam. The two minim is also even that ochlum soles. And I say, again, none of this is particularly odd. I think this is all machluk sachronim, that many Rishon Rachronim say it's only borer when you do something. It's a real improvement and a change in the chefza. In whichever there are different ways they say it. And the probably more achronim would say, no, it's bar whenever you separate things. Okay? Maybe they're not such good svaras. I would have thought to be makel.
In the poskim that we use, is there any standard of what makes a tarovas? Because basically the assumption seems to be that everything is a tarovas.
Oh, you're asking me what makes a tarovas or what makes two minim?
No, because...
Okay, in 3 minutes I'll start discussing what makes a tarovas. Good. In 3 minutes I'll start discussing what makes a tarovas. Which is another tabla hakel on some of these things.
I mean, it's basically connected. What we were calling Melechus Machshava's question, it's basically connected to it. And it's, I thought that was where you're going.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I'll go there in a second.
Since this is all based on a true Moshe, which is like, do we necessarily have to accept the English extension?
No, it's certainly extra that I could say you might be Macher in socks. In socks, there might be real solos in Ochel. You might have, maybe Rav Moshe only met when you had plans where certain socks today, and other socks tomorrow, and other socks in 3 days. So Rav Moshe himself might even be makel by the white and black chess pieces. So you might say those are more makel than socks. Socks, maybe I'm only talking about a case where you have a clear ochel and solus in your head. Oh, that's no kiddur, Rav Moshe. I don't know, I mean, Lamaisa, the... So the Tzitz Eliezer, what's the case he's makel in the end of, you can take out the Haftorah for the morning at night, right? That's his tshuva? Right?
I don't know.
Where'd you get the Tzitz Eliezer from?
You quoted
it. Oh, I did? Okay, so you quoted the Marashai. So he, in the end, but that might have been based on other factors. See, each case had its own unique factors. I'm not sure if he'd be making on these cases. But maybe we'll look him up and see if he's what to be so much
on. Cleaning up a house. I'm not sure how that's spelled.
No, I didn't mean stomp cleaning up a house. I mean in cases where you had like a mixed chess pieces or... why isn't a pile of books for her?
You take the safer off the top. The first one comes to your hand, you just put it where it belongs.
Sure.
You're not like creating like different piles of...
That's still lower. I don't understand. If I have a pile of a basket full of leaves, apples, oranges, and twigs, and I just take each one and I put the apple on the apple shelf and the orange on the orange shelf and the twigs on the twig shelf and the leaves on the leaf shelf, the bugs on the bug shelf, and that isn't that boer? I just take it one by one and I put it on a shelf. Of course that's boer. That's both taking things and sorting them into... Who cares about the shelf or a bin? I take the Gemara, put it on the Gemara shelf. I take the Chumash, put it on the Chumash shelf. Now, obviously, if you're saying put away the Svar, means I just put it on a random shelf. Then I wouldn't call that boer. You know, if you were very disorganized and you just said, I'm going to take each one and put it on the shelf somewhere. I don't have organization in my shelf. I have, you know, the way my shelf works, Maseches Brachos, Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph, you know, Frescus is Or HaShem, and, you know, if that's the way my shelf works, then you're Hanami. But if I put the Gemara's on the Gemara shelf, and the Chumashim on the Chumashim shelf, that seems like real boer. I mean, that's what they do in factories. And they take a big thing, they put each one on the right compartment.
Assuming the pile is far, man. I have my pile of sorm, my ramen, my chumash, whatever. There's a pile of sorm that I had on my table, assuming that they're not at the rose, because I don't see how the pile of sorm
okay,
is at the rose. Then it's no different from what the Shemir Shabbos is monitored by the silverware, because he made a distinction between when I have the whole pile of sorm.
No. It is different. It is different.
He said he made one wash
okay.
The other way.
That's the same thing as the okay, it's not, and you'll have to give me a minute to tell you why.
Also, like, when you're not choosing a safer, you're just picking up the first safer that comes to you.
Okay, this is what everyone misinterprets the Shemir Shabbos to mean. Everyone misinterprets the Mishnah. This is one of my pet peeves in Borer. Either it's one of my pet peeves in Borer, or I'm wrong. But I think that it's one of my pet peeves in Borer, and I will prove it to you, hopefully. People miss, every balabas I've met misinterprets the Mishnah Shabbos to say, you're not allowed to, you know, take like the Gemara's out, and then take the Chumashim out, and then take the Halachas, the Mishnah Berurah's out. But you're allowed to take each book one by one and put it away. As long as you take it one by one. You're not allowed to take the forks out and the knives out and the spoons out. You're allowed to take one piece of silver and put it away, another one put it away, and another one put it away. Because taking one by one is not called Lord. I think, A, that's not what the Shmir Shabbos meant. It's Eder Sheker in the name of the Shmir Shabbos. And B, it's not logical. Why should that not be Borer? That seems like a very professional method of Borer. That's the real way you do Borer. Borer would be... Well, that's, as a matter of fact, that's a much smarter way, much more Lech Lech Sheh. If I was running a factory and I wanted my workers to do Borer, I wouldn't tell them, first take out all the Gemaras, and then take out all the Chumash. No, then it'll topple, it'll be hard to find. So the simplest way is I'll give you a cart with three shelves, take out each one and put it on the right shelf. That's a great way of doing Borer. So the Shmir Shabbos closet doesn't mean that heter at all. What does he mean? He means something else, which I'll get to. As a matter of fact, yeah.
I think the Aruch Shulchan does.
I don't think anyone means that heter. I don't think anyone could mean that heter. It's not logical.
He says, once Borer, the Ebrer, Eino Eilat, Kesha Oseh Derech Borer, Be'iyun Dach Levor, Zem Yizav, Al Metil Ba'alma, if you're just picking up what comes in your hand.
No, by that he means something else, and I'll also explain what he means in a minute. Okay, this is very, Borer is very confusing. Do you have a question? Then what? No, that's not sorting. It's not sorting if I don't put them into different categories, right? Think about it. If I have a mixture of 100 pieces of silver and I put a random 30 of them in one drawer, a random 30 in another drawer, a random 30 in another drawer, of course that's not Borer. I'm not sorting. No, that's not sorting at all. The knives are still mixed with the forks and spoons. That's like taking the big solen halibut out of the small solen halibut. I haven't sorted anything. It's only sorting if I make it more separate than it used to be. But if I take the Gemaras and Chumashim and Mishaburas and put them in random places where they're not, like, in any order, then it's hard to call that sorted.
They are more sorted than used.
No, they're not. How are they more sorted? The Gemaras aren't together, the Chumashim aren't together, the Mishaburas aren't together. Nothing's in any recognizable place. It's just the same as if I have this big pile of silver and I throw it all over the room and each piece is in a different place. That's not Borer. I mean, you're even allowed to then be Mavari. I'm saying just scattering something all over the place, not Borer. If I open my window and throw out a pile of laundry into my driveway and each piece lands separately, that's not Borer because it's not sorted out. Only if I throw it out my window and I have some special wind tunnel which folds them all neatly and makes a pile of pants and a pile of shirts and a pile of socks. That's Borer.
But if you always have your store in the same order.
Or Zohar, probably. What?
You have your store in the same order. First, the Mavari. Instead of just a real fail cow. Then you're putting it in its proper place.
Right, then I guess the question would be, I mean, that would be a little tricky. Like, could you define, like, a random min or something? I don't even want to talk about that case. It hurts my brain. Now, let me get back to where I was in a second, because we're going a little all over the place, and for good reason, because every Shailen Borer, like, has so many different aspects to it, and that's what makes it so difficult and so fun. But let me just review where we're up to. We were discussing this Indian. What's one min, what's two different meaning, and Agav Orchai, it was my fault I brought in the kitchen sink. But what's one min, what's two meaning? So he has some very clear ideas. Big and small is one min. Different uses, different tastes is two meaning. What about these borderline cases of like the white and black chess pieces or the blue and brown socks that like it has the same use, but you have to be mocked at which you use? So that's borderline. I would have thought one way, but Ramosha says the other way. Ramosha is obviously greater than me. Okay. Now, just to go back for a second, what about if, like, some ones are a little better, some ones are a little worse? So he points out, even within one min, it's still considered different things if it's ochel and psolis. And that's what the Mishaburah tells us. The Mishaburah tells us, right here, wherever my Mishaburah is, the Mishaburah tells us that if you have some burnt pieces of fish and some good pieces of fish, then even if they're all salmon, of course that's Borer. That's Ochel and Psola. So of course that's considered different things, and that's Borer. Exactly what's the Gedder? We learned the Gedder once. If you have some that are edible, some that are inedible, that's Borer de Oraisa. If you have some that are edible, and some that are edible on Yad Chak, like burnt pieces of fish that are edible on Yad Chak, then that is only Borer de Rabbanan, but, I mean, it's still Aser Halacha Maisa, because it's still Borer. And that's what Mishabur says here about the fish. Mishabur says... And if Ktsas Mehem Enam Tobu Kolkach Mochatich HaZacheiros Kon Shenikdichu Mikolach HaBishol Ezech Dichos Dagim Rosal Liver Osan Shlo Nikdichu Ezech Hatichos Dagim Havim Dag Chai Vizmi Dag Mesim Osan Liver 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 Osan The way most of the Achronim say, and the way many people quote the Mishnah Berurah is, like, everything has different qualities. They're always, like, nicer pieces and less nice pieces. That's lechora not breira. Breira is if some pieces are edible, stam, and some pieces are edible, ayideh tchak. I mean, some pieces, one might be a little bitter, but I eat them all very happily. You know, I consider them all perfectly good. If I consider them all perfectly good, but just some are a little better, and that's lechora not boker. But if I consider, like, some burnt pieces of fish, the burnt I could eat, but I don't want to eat the burnt piece of fish. You know, they're not all perfectly good. Some of them are good, and some of them I could eat, but it's not. That's called nechal yedeh chak, and that is an iser midrabanan of borer. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, nonetheless, has an interesting kula in Perek Gimel, the one Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Hey, says, what about good fruit and rotten fruit? You know, apples good and rotten. So if the rotten apple is inedible, then that's borer d'oraisa. If the rotten apple is edible, but still, a rotten apple is not good. So that's obviously called nechal yedeh chak. Again, the chak doesn't mean, like, hey, you know, you're starving. The chak means you wouldn't eat it unless you, you know, unless you had you had some reason to. You wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't pick it stam. So if you wouldn't pick it stam, then if there are a spoiled apple, even a little spoiled, is nechal yedeh chak is usur. He has one kula where he says, what if an apple, only part of the apple is spoiled? Then he wanted to be makil. If only part of the apple is spoiled, he's makil, because you have others, even though that should be, if part of the apple is spoiled, you'd think, the part that's spoiled, you wouldn't normally want to eat. Maybe it's nechal, but you did chak, should be nisrabban and borer, but he's mitzaref two other svaras lahatil there. Number one, because you're taking out ochel with the psoles, which might be a heter, which we'll get to, right? Because you're taking out the good part of the apple with the spoiled part of the apple. So you're not only taking out psoles, you're taking out the fly with the soup. And the other side of the haka was, maybe you could say the spoiled part is bottle to the rove of the good part. Maybe you could use bittle barov. So with those two other stuff in the haka, I think it was makel to be mevarer, an apple with a little spoiled part. Because two other stuff in the haka, even though it could be a shasha board or a banan, but with the side of the haka that you take out good with bad, and that you might use the rule of rove to say it's all good, even though that's if it's odd, so he's makel on that. Okay, that could come in handy sometimes. Now, so much for what are considered two things. The real issues in Borer are not about that. As we know, the real life, very controversial issues are about
this issue number one.
What's considered a tarovis and what's not considered a tarovis? Borer is only to separate a tarovis. If something's not nis'arev, then it can't be called Borer to separate it. Right? So, you know, if I were to say, I'm going to take that cart out of the room and leave all the desks, I think it would be Pashut, or even the two carts. That's not Borer, they're not mixed. The carts are standing right there, and the desks are standing over here. What's the Tarovis about that? But you can imagine a different case. If I had a big garbage dump with desks and carts, and I took out all the carts, that would be Borer. Those are mixed. So exactly how do we define what's a Tarovis and what's not Tarovis? And that is the chumra of the Trumas Adeshin. We just talked about the kula of the Trumas Adeshin. Against the Taz, he's matur breira min echad. The chumra of the Trumas Adeshin is, now the Ramah sort of glosses over it, and so does the Beis Yosef. But if you actually look in the Beis Yosef, when he was asked about separating out the two different species, the sole and the halibut, or whatever it was, a fish, he starts by saying, Amnam nira. First he says, that, well, with min echad it would be okay. What about Shnei Minim? He says, Amnam nira. This is what the Taz mentioned in the Havim. Dima'od ha'i k'neged svar saliv. It's very illogical. If you have a platter, your mother brings out a platter, right? Here's the platter, and here's all different pieces of fish on the platter, right? There are green fish and blue fish. So he says, ma'od, it's very illogical to consider that borer. Why is it very illogical to consider that borer? Two different species that have nikarin. It's recognizable which is which. They're just intermingled with each other, but it's recognizable which is which. You see, these are green, these are blue, these are sole, these are halibut. It's sort of obvious which are which. He says, that's not a tarovis if it's obvious which is which. A tarovis if you have to separate them. Here, they're just next to each other, but it's obvious which is which. You just look at them, and you see which is which. That's what he says. The Lashon of Mordechai Periklal Gadol, Lo Mashma Hagis Zivelo Tzeder Shenis Arvu, he says, maybe it's only also if it's Mashma Davchim Mu'urav V'Nein Nikar. What's the Torah of this? Torah means it's not recognizable. I don't mean it's never going to be recognizable. Not recognizable without work to sort it. Even though each one is not on its own half of the tree. Chorin, if this half of the tree was green and this was blue, everyone would agree that's not Taruvus. They're each in separate areas. But, says, even in this case, it should be obvious. But, then he adds, that's what would seem logical. Ephes, but, since the smag did say, if you take solos mitoch ochel chayiv chatas, and he didn't say, solos mitoch ochel ha-me'umrav, then I can't be makel based on svara without a raya. Says, I'm nervous, achshash chatas, some is like the smag just made a very, very general formulation. So smag says, if I take solos mitoch ochel chayiv chatas, or who I didn't, if I would take it for Achar's Man, I'd be Boba Yom, I'd be Chayiv Chatas, or if I use the Kli, I'd be Chayiv Chatas. So for me to say based on what I think is logical, Ma'od, even if it's very logical that this isn't called the Tarovis, I don't want to be Mako without some proof from the Masara, just on logic. So the Truma Zadesh, even though logically he would be Mako to say it's not considered a Tarovis, he doesn't want to be Mako, so he's Macher. And what does Ramah quote? Af al pisha chatichos gedolos chal achas dikeres b'fnei atzma. It's still usher unless you do it. Biyad miyad och mitoch solus. So the Ramah quotes from Askar of the Truma Zadesh, the Chumrah, that logically he would have said that's not called a tarovis. A tarovis is when it's hard to tell what's what, like the pile of wheat with the pebbles. You have to look hard for the pebbles. You know, you have to look hard for the pebbles. Or if you would have a bin full of sole and halibut, right? Piled up this high, all soles and halibuts, all mishmas with each other. That would be hard. You have to look and dig deep underneath to find all the soles or on the halibuts. But over here, when it's only one layer, right, it's flat. You can see each one with the naked eye. You can see each one immediately without looking underneath anything, without having to be ma'ayin and double check it, without having to look carefully. It's immediately recognizable what's what, and there's no stakos bedover. So that's not a tarovus at all. Logically, that should be mutter. But Lamaisa, he was Machner. And the Ramah was Machner Lamaisa as well. And this is what's Nogea very, very much to all of these inyanim of modern day Breirav. Let's say the silverware. You know, often when you have your silverware together, the forks, knives, and spoons, it's immediately recognizable what's a fork, what's a knife, what's a spoon. Now, that might depend how much silverware you have. If you have enough silverware, then no, it won't be. But it might be immediately recognizable what's what. Likewise, if you close in that closet, you just look in the closet, you have a pile of sweaters. You can look at each sweater and tell which sweater it is. If the clothes are hanging in the closet, you look at each shirt and you tell which shirt it is. And it depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for, I don't know, a certain brand name, you know, label, which is hard to distinguish. But it's like you just open your closet and you see what's what. You know, you have a cabinet full of toys and boxes stacked on each other. Each box says what it is. It's just push it. Says, that's not a tarovis. Tarov is when it's not, you can't see what's what until you search for it. That would be logical. But, halacha l'maisa, we're machmir. That's what Mishmur says, by Kalim, by Begadim, we're machmir, all these things. Even if you can tell immediately what's what, that's still called a tarovis. Even if you can tell immediately what's what, it's still called tarovis, just because they're together. Even though they're not, you know which is which. That is what the Truma Zadesh and the Ramah are machmir. Now, what does this mean? how do we hold on this? So there's a famous, yeah.
I don't understand why every case, I just don't understand the difference between this case and like other cases of Torah, even if it's mikvah, it's still mixed together, you can still see the differences, you can still see what's what.
I mean, the pebbles in the wheat?
Yeah, you can see the pebbles.
No, because they're hidden under the wheat. It's a big pile. You're right, if you had a tray of pebbles and wheat, and each pebble and each wheat was like in a separate place, and you could see the pebbles and the wheat, the Aruch HaShulchan might be matzah that also. The svara would be matzah that also. Saying it's because it's not just they're big pieces, it's because they're big pieces, So they're immediately recognizable, which is which, and they're not piled on top of each other. I think that's a very rare case. In the classic farmer, Doom Pereira, he has a silo full of grain, and he has to take out the pebbles. You know, that it's not immediately recognizable where the pebbles are. He has to spend a long time looking for the pebbles. Right? Would you say you can look at the silo and see what's pebbles and what's wheat?
So
no, you can't.
You have a salad with a glass ball. You can see through and you see where everything is.
Three tomatoes in there.
Even that, I don't think so, because you can't see into the middle of the bowl. Can't see into the middle of the bowl. And if there's small pieces, depending on what kind of salad it is, you might have to look very hard. You know, that's also not so plush to me. You know, if there's Israeli salad and it's chopped up and you couldn't tell the cucumbers or the pickles without staring at them, you know, or at least without going like this. I'm not sure. But in this case, and this is very similar to a lot of the Boer Shilohs, not with food, to a lot of the Boer Shilohs with closets and etc. You know, it's usually depending on what your closet looks like. In a sock drawer, so I don't know what he'd say. But certainly in a pile of sweaters or your shirts hanging in the closet, that's not Boer. You can immediately tell what's what. So what do we do about this? So this is the discussion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this. He comes from the angle of, he says, Taka, if in fact Boer applies even to non-foods, people are very convinced that Boer applies even to non-foods for the reason that it's already Rashi and Tosfos get it out of the Gemara. The Gemara says someone makes a chal, says chayav a lot of different katos, all different ataner. The Gemara already talks about how if you make certain products, baskets and ovens, you're chayav many katos, and the Rishonim explained that one of those is for Boer, because when you make a basket, you have to take the reeds and be mevarer them before you make the basket. And when you bake an oven, you have to take the dirt and make it into mud and be mevarer the stones out of the mud before you make an oven. So I think let's accept that Boer applies to non-foods. So if Boer applies to non-foods, then the Aruch HaShulchan says, so how do we ever take anything from our house? You know, maybe, I don't know, in the days of Chazal, regular people, you know, Bnei Torah in the days of Chazal, they weren't kings except for Yehuda Nasi, you know. So, and a few other rich people. They only had one clothing. They only had one shirt. They only had one pants. You know, they only had one bowl. They only had one spoon. No, it wasn't such a big deal. They said, okay, now, every time we go, we pick clothing, we pick this, we pick that. Isn't that always Boer? And the Aruch HaShulchan gives two answers. Right? His first answer is that Dover and Nikar la'ayin aror lo shayich lomar bazeh breira. If it's obvious what it is when you look at it, that's not called breira. Right, and all begadim, kalim, and svarim, you just look at them, you can tell what they are. That's not considered breira. And it's not like peiros. In other words, he seems to say, the peiros that are mixed, that we call breira, doesn't mean you have watermelons mixed with cantaloupes. It means you have like figs with grapes, and they're very small, so you have to examine it closely. But if you have big things mixed together that you can tell immediately which is which, that's not called boer. It's not called boer if they're recognizable, big, recognizable things. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in his first answer. And therefore, all kelim, all svarim, all begadim have no chash of borer. His second...
It's against the Ramah, right?
What? It seems to be against the Ramah. His second answer says, and I have a second answer. My second answer is that taka there is a chash of borer, but just like there's a heter of la'alter for eating, I'm allowed to take the ochel to eat la'alter. There's also a heter of la'alter for shimush. I'm allowed to take the shirt I want to wear la'alter. I'm allowed to take the the spoon I want to use to eat soup la'alter. I'm allowed to take the sefer I want to learn la'alter.
Usually the problem is
that... Now, he points out there's a tremendous nafkamina. The nafkamina is, according to the first answer, you can always separate your svarim and kelim and begadim. According to the first answer, the second answer, you can only do a la'alter. Meaning, according to the first answer, the mother can take out the kid's Shabbos clothes and put it next to their bed Friday night. But according to the second answer, she can only do it Shabbos morning when they're ready to get dressed. So it's a big nafkamina. So the question is, which daya in the Aruch HaShulchan is hekar? According to the first daya, there's no problem if things are big and they're nicker. According to the second daya, there is a problem. There's only a heter doing the Abba altar. It's a big nafkamina, right? Can I go and take shirt and pants out of my kid's closet and put it next to their bed on Friday nights when they wake up Shabbos morning, they'll get dressed? According to the first answer, yes. According to the second answer, no. Now again, it may be that if all the shirts and pants are the same, and all the shirts match all the pants, then even Ramosha might say that I could do it because men ethic. Let's assume no. Let's assume that I'm mocked, this shirt is long sleeve shirts as short sleeve shirts. There's blue and white shirts, or lo leinu, or v'chuli v'chuli. Then under the age of chinuch, of course. Then that would be enough gamina.
But even more so, according to the first answer, it's not a tarubis. Even if it's so, you can just do it stam.
I can just do it. I can just clean up.
Right.
Again, it might not be in the spirit of Shabbos if they're in Ramban's Shabbos, but yeah, I could just clean up. Take a big mess and clean it up.
Would it not enough for me to be the case where sometimes your closet's shifted to the left to the right, then to get out the shirt on the right, you push the rest of the clothing to the left. That would be before you take out the shirt that you want.
Okay, but that would probably be mutter for another reason, which we'll get to. Because if you're only removing the psoles, because that's the only way to get to the ochel, then that's okay. That's not considered psoles mitoch ochel. But the which I think you might have mentioned here. So the maisa, which day in the Aruch HaShulchan is ikar? So the Ravadia wants to say in the tshuva that I footnoted here about the silverware that the first day in the Aruch HaShulchan is ikar, that really it's mutter. And even of course the Ramban, the tshuva Sadeshin, this is mutter. Ramban, the tshuva Sadeshin, still the fish weren't so recognizable. No, you have to look at them a little so you tell which is which. But really, the Aruch HaShulchan's first day is right, and anything which is so recognizable, which is immediately, obviously recognizable, is mutter. It's not considered misariv. It's not just. It's not a chaloshen borer in the first place. That's what Rav Avadya wants to be makel. However, most people assume, and that's why he's makel, that you're allowed to separate your silverware. He says, look, it's obvious, immediately, without a second glance, what's a knife, what's a spoon, what's a fork. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan's first day is right, and he also adds, according to the Prima Gadim, neither one is Ochel, neither one is Psoles, because you want them both for the next meal at the same time. And he also adds, there's a minority sheet to the Ein Borer Ela B'Gedulei Karka, some where it doesn't grow in the ground, even though that's a minority sheet. So, between all that, he's Mekel, or Vajja's Mekel, you can sort yourself over on Shabbos, based on the first day of the Aruch HaShulchan, Betzeir of two other factors, the Prima Gadim says that the two meanim are okay if you want them both at the same time, and the miot das and rishonim nachronim that in borer ela b'gedulei karka, which I think Rabbi Eger seems to hold in the Plotzker. What?
Rabbi Eger assumes that the Rama would hold that, right?
The problem is the Rama says there's borer by dogim and dogim aren't gedulei karka pashta, so that's why it's really minority data. Yes, dogim aren't not gedulei karka. We had a Yamshel Shlomo who wanted to suggest they were, but pashtas dogim aren't gedulei karka, right? Because we possibly for Meiser Shane it has to be pre b'gedulei karka. And we can't buy Duggan from Moses Meister Shane. excuse me, I believe. So anyway, that's a Ravadya. However, most people assume that the second shot of the Aruch HaShulchan is Iker. The Shemir Shabbos Gochasa says that in also chapter Gimel, I think it's footnote Reish Ches. I think in footnote Reish Ches, he assumes the second day is Iker. Is there a footnote Reish Ches?
Yeah,
is that the one? Reish Ches, Dinir Iker Kedama Sheni. And he doesn't say this, only quotes from the Shvi'is HaShabbos. The Shvi'is HaShabbos that he quotes, it's from the footnote 20. Footnotes are called Be'er Rechobos. Meleches Borer, Be'er Rechobos is just Be'ez Reish. Is the footnotes, what the Shvi'is HaShabbos called the footnotes on the bottom. It's actually on the side. Just to give a name to the footnote part. You know, where he went into in greater Eon. It wasn't like footnotes, like just telling you where it comes from. He's, the greater Eon, the sources part, is called the Beis Reish Be'er Rechovos, not Bereishis Rabbah. So the, anyway, he calls it the Shvi'is HaShabbos Paskins, then the Shvi'is HaShabbos calls endorses that the second day of the Aruch HaShulchan is Iker. And most Poskim Paskin like the second day of the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Mishnah Berurah seems to agree with that. The Mishnah Berurah seems pretty clear that Kelim Lugadim broadly is a problem of Borer, and even the Aruch HaShulchan had that as a second day of. Wasn't Machmir either way, so it's a Mishnah Berurah's Machmir, and the Aruch HaShulchan wasn't sure which way to go, and the Paschas of the Ramah to be Machmir. And all the Paschas, we should be Machmir, like the second day, and that's why the Poskim assume that it's usher to sort your silverware on Shabbos, because we all like to say, even if things are clearly recognizable, that's still considered a ta'aroves, even if they're clearly recognizable. And that's why the Poskim assume that you're not allowed to sort your silverware and put it into the drawer. You're allowed to sort your silverware right before you set the table. That's la'alter. But you're not allowed to sort your silverware after dinner and put it away in the drawer. And then you'll use it tomorrow at lunch, because that's the bovayom. And that's usher. And even though the Aruch HaShulchan's first day, we don't pass like that. Even though the Prima Gadim says there's no ochel psoles here, you want them equally, we pass like the Bir Halacha, it's still a problem. And even though there's minority shita, it says ain Bor Elam Gidulei Karak. Okay, that's my Nori Shita. We really don't pass it that way. So, they're not mitzvahs like Ravadius or Ravadius Mako, but most folks can say you cannot sort your silverware because even though it's obvious what's a knife, what's a spoon, what's a fork, because we hold like the second day of the Orcha Shulchan that even things are immediately recognizable if they're together, that's still called a taruvus, even though you can immediately tell which is which. I'll just, before I take note, the Orcha Shulchan later throws us one bowl of kula. He says a little later, excuse me, in Sif Yudzayin, that's actually, it's not a little later on the sheet, it's right next to it, right afterwards, he says that even so, this is only if the plate has a lot of pieces of fish. But if the plate only has 4 or 5 pieces of fish, if there's only a few pieces of fish, then everyone agrees that's not a taruvus. Because then there's just a few things you can't consider that mix. Then he doesn't exactly distinguish where to draw the line. He says 4 or 5, but he does throw us one bone of kula. And that's why I think, by the way, that even the Orcha Shulchan himself would hold that his second day is Iker. Because if he was makel on all big things, then maybe he should be makel on all pieces of fish. Okay, Rabbi gives an answer. He says fish aren't immediately recognizable. But lemaisa, so even if we're makel like the second day of the Orcha Shulchan, like the Mishnah Brura, that there's a problem of borer when you take some things out of other things, still, if there's only a few things, that's not considered a taruvus, because it's not enough things to really consider them to be mixed together. So you have to, you know, it ends if you have your table and you have 4 svarim on the table, that's not a taruvus. But if you have a lot of svarim on the table, then that is a taruvus. And again, depending on exactly who you ask, whether the first day of the Orcha Shulchan should be okay, but you pasha should not sort those svarim on Shabbos. You should just put them all away in one place. And then, if you want to use something, just take it out there to use. And if you don't want to use something, then put it away, sort it properly after Shabbos.
So, assuming the Berlach against that it's the same definition of as the plus Lachah. So, does that mean that you shouldn't set your table after Friday night for Shabbos day? Because you have to be Alalta means within the time to prepare.
That means
for the meal, you can't
if you're doing bor, meaning if you're using new silverware that's already in the right compartments in the drawer, then of course it's okay. But if you're using the old silverware for Friday night, which now all jumbled together in the drawing rack, and you want to set your table Friday night for Shabbos morning, then Rav Avadia Yosef would say you could. But we would still say, even though you're right, we have another tzad l'hakel, which is maybe according to the Magen Avraham Beis Yosef, if they're 2 minim, then that would be considered close enough if it's for the next meal. It's not like Shachar's Devein Arbayim. It's, you know, but nonetheless, I think we're Machar and we don't do it. Again, as a lot of stuff in the Hakel there, Rav Avadia, you know, has a very logical approach, but I don't think that, that we do that Lemaisa. So there's a big issue. This is like for the, you know, for the clothes closets, etc. Meaning you have to, you know, the Orcha Shulchan gives us some room to draw the line, right? If your clothes are sparsely populating your closet, you know, then maybe you'd say, oh, that's not a taruvus at all if you're just a few things hanging in the closet. You know, but if, yeah, like my closet at home, it's a very tightly packed closet with lots of all kinds of things in the closet, then it could be a chashash of borer to take, that could be considered a taruvus. In which case, it would be a chashash of borer to take something out unless I was planning to use it. La'alter. So that could be potentially a chashash of at least if they were defined as shnei minim. Again, if I had all the shirts in the closet and they were all the same, and I'm just taking one out, then that's menacha. That's not a taruvus. But if I'm picking out the right, exact right things, then that's potentially a chashash of borer.
The
first day of the Orcha Shulchan alone.
He himself didn't like
it. Right. So the first day of the Orcha Shulchan alone, I'm not sure if that would be something to rely on b'makom tzorech, but given that in a lot of these cases, you have more to rely on also. Meaning, the first day of the Orcha Shulchan alone, if you're dealing with mamish, let's say, Ochel and Psoles you had, I don't know, the farmer brought in watermelons mixed with, you know, large boulders. And, you know, it was obvious what was a watermelon, what was a boulder. I'd still be, you know, a little more hesitant about that. But in a lot of these cases, you have many other tzadim l'hakel as well, like in the silverware, you have many other tzadim l'hakel as well, such specifically the Prima Gadim says, the ochel and psoles, so they're both equal, so it's not a shash of borer in the first place. Or, let's say, in the clothes. If, you know, they seem to be min echad, you know, maybe they're all tightly packed together. But nonetheless, they seem to be min echad because you don't really have they're not really different kinds of shirts. It's just that, you know, you take out the shirt that you're in the mood to wear that day, or, you know, they both have the same use of shirt. You know, it's not different seasons, it's not different day, you know, it's not Shabbos and Chol or different seasons. You know, if you have more tzad in Lahakel, then l'chor b'makom tzorech, they're about to rely. And the problem with borer is the reason people are always a little reluctant is because, you know, there's a chashash of chiyuv chatos very easily. But if you have enough other tzad l'hakel, then l'chor there's what to there's and you also have in many of these cases, you know, the Beis Yosef to rely on that if it's shnei minim, there's no ochel m'solas, then maybe we've an expanded shiur of when you're allowed to do it for. So then l'chor there's more room to be made. Now, the let's see how much more of this we can do. The Mishnah Brura has a big discussion here that we quote the Yeshua's Yaakov, which ties into this issue. The Mishnah Brura does point out, he gives us a little bit of a klal. He says, this whole Trumas Adeshin that he's machmer, that's only because he's like afraid, I mean, the Mishnah Brura invents this, interprets this, because he's afraid of like the smag says chiv chattas. Lo yitzir, we're only dealing with a drabbanan type of borer. We're only dealing with the drabbanan type of borer, then l'chora, we wouldn't have to be machmer on things that are large and recognizable. So how does this come across? Then the Mishnah Berurah, this whole complicated discussion based on the issue with Yaakov. This ties into what we mentioned last week. The Yeshua's Yaakov assumes, not like the Balamor, that borer has to be tzricha l'gufa. So he asks, if you take the ochel, that's tzricha l'gufa. You're taking what you want. But if Dafka, the Isser is taking the psoles. Why is taking the psoles? How is taking the psoles borer? How is taking psoles chayiv? It's ain't a tzricha l'gufa. You don't want the psoles. So the Yeshua's Yaakov answers, no, like we said based on our Ramban, taking the psoles is tzricha l'gufa because you're improving the ochel. And improving the ochel is tzricha l'gufa because you're improving something that you want to improve. This is the Bir Halacha, Bir Hamasko Le'echol Miyad in Sif Gimel. So the Yeshua's Yaakov then goes and says, but what if you have two minim, not ochel and psoles? If you take the one you want, then that's a melach tzricha l'gufa. But if you have two minim and you take the one you don't want, then you don't want what you took, and you didn't really improve the other ones, there's no tzricha l'gufa. What you took, you don't want. That's ain't a tzricha l'gufa. And you didn't really improve the other one, because you didn't remove psoles, you just removed another min. Therefore, he says that's ain't a tzricha l'gufa. The Mishnah Berurah is unwilling to go that far, but he makes a pshara with him. The Mishnah Berurah's pshara is that, even though he thinks, let's say you have two minim, again, two minim of fish, I take out the green fish that I want. That's for sure tzricha l'gufa. So if I'm doing it for the altar, it's mutter, I'm doing it for 6 hours from now, it's aser. It's chayv. What if I take out the fish I don't want? Then the Yeshua's Yaakov says, that's ain't tzricha l'gufa. I don't want what I took, and I haven't improved the rest. It's not better. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, I think that's called better. That's called an improvement. It's now improved, it's not mixed with another species. So the Mishnah Berurah is only willing to give a small hodah, small mode of mitzvah to the Yeshua's Yaakov. He says, you know what? If I have two minim on top of each other, but not intermingled, just on top of each other, if I have two minim on top of each other, and I take the min that I don't want, not that I want to make it, but I don't want it all, meaning that I know specific plans for when I want to use it, that's called Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So if I have two minim, one on top of the other, but not mamish mixed in with each other. That's the lachshash of borer. But he comes up with this kula. His kula is, if I have two minim, on top of each other, and I take off the one that I don't want, then that's lachshin shich legufa, because what I took off I didn't want. And what's left is not really improved, because it was never a mix, it was just covered.
Does he say it's not a melacha at all?
He says melachshin shich legufa. Therefore, if it's melachshin shich legufa, if it's melachshin shich legufa, then it's at worst a chash with Rabbanan. And then with Yoda Havu, the Shema Sedeshin, and say, ah, that's not really mixed. It's at worst a chash with Rabbanan, we can make it and say, ah, that's not really mixed. And that's the cool that the Mishnah Brewer gives us. Based on this, again, the Havu and the Shema Sedeshin, that if things are recognizable, they're not considered. He says both ways. He says maybe that's not an isser at all, or even as well as shin gufa, you could sort of be say, well, if there's no chash to raisa, then the truma sedeshin would have been makel and say that's not really separating. So he does give us one kula. His one kula is that if you take the one you don't want off of the one you want, then he'll be makel, because maybe it's like in shrich legufa, maybe it's not really a malacha because you don't want what you took. And what you left isn't really changed. So you haven't changed, you know, let's say underneath I have apples, on the top I have oranges. So I took off the oranges that I don't want. So it's not, I don't want the oranges, and I haven't changed, I haven't improved the apples, so I haven't really done anything. And then if you say I've done an issue, we can be able to say that's not really considered mixed.
Why don't you take off the top one unless you want to get to the bottom one? In which case you have the other method of getting to the bottom
one. What's the answer to that? Anyone?
Well, sorry. What was the
question? So why else would you take off the top ones? Unless you want to get the bottom ones, then you'll have to remove the top ones if you have the bottom ones. You don't want the top ones, you don't want the bottom ones.
Well, that's not always true that you need to take off the top one to get to the bottom one.
So you're saying you could have removed
the apples. Right. With apples and oranges, you could reach your hand down and take the apples.
Yeah, you didn't have to actually remove the
apples. Right. Right. So, therefore he says in this case, so that's like certainly that's certainly a tzad lahakel, that he says that if you have things that are really big and recognizable, and you're just taking off one thing to get to something else, taking off something you don't want to get to something else or to reveal something else, then that he'll say, but seref the fact that it's really in its ruch legufa or maybe not even a malachadik at all, and the trumas adeshin, he is makel. So that's one thing, he's been seref the trumas adeshin. Again, I'm not sure if this is like a very common thing that comes up or occurrence for us, but I'm not sure if this is something that happens by us all the time. But I guess if you have...
Instead, it applies also to the begotten.
Yeah, if you have a lot of coats on a hook, right? Mm-hmm. They're all on top of each other on the hook.
Or a pile of spurs.
Well, that's actually...
And then a pile of spurs.
Now, is this heter even lacher zman?
Well, it's not a malach at all.
It's not a malach at all. It's not a malach at all.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's better than what David's saying.
Because you don't need an altar.
Does he say that you need to use the other thing, the altar? Yeah, so maybe that's the heter. That, let's say, let's go back to our case of the clothes in the closets, right? If you want to take your shirt out of the closet, yeah, but the question, how can you take your shirt out of the closet? It's not wild. What David's saying is that the Mishnah Berurah tells a little later, you can always take the psoas off that's covering the ochel. Because then that's considered that's considered derech achila.
No, but the answer is you don't have to use anything before. You don't have to just sort and like go straight to the thing. You can actually take out and then go to the thing.
Right. Maybe that's
more blatant.
Right. Even more than you need to. Maybe that's the chiddush of the heter. Unless he's saying here the heter is even do it not la'alter, then it's funny. Even if it's not la'alter, if it's something you don't want on top of something you want, you can take it off to get to what you want. Even if you're not going to use what you want, flouter.
Well, either a hetter that you use allows you for you to do non-alter.
No, the first hetter you said is only louter.
No, I'm saying that they can't be using...
Yeah, or even not louter.
Yeah.
So that's something you ask, are you always allowed to take off when you need to get to the ochel? No, only louter. But in this case, okay, so that is with Sarif the Trimus Deshin. Okay, what we have to get to is a few other diunim in the postgame, what's considered Tarovus, what's not, and a lot of other things. Let me just ask, where's everyone up to in Seder? Before we go.
Dalad. We finished Dalad.
Did everyone finish Dalad? What?
No.
What? Okay, so maybe we'll have to see. Maybe we'll move. We can't move Shira up to Sunday. Okay, no, we'll be a little behind this year. What can you do? So there's still more to discuss. We'll be a little behind this year. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next week. We don't have time for a big part of the parsha. Okay. What? I'll just say very short vart on the Haftorah, based on the Malbim. The Isha chas mi shei b'nei hanaviyim, sa'akal al Isha. I have nothing in the house except for this it says I have no money and I owe money and they're coming to take my son away, my kids away, to give them to the Nosha for Avadim. So, and then we get to et cetera. So what's the, then in the end, you have still later the story about the Isha Shin Amit. But in the beginning, you have the story about the Isha Chat Mishay B'nei Hanaviyim that Elisha said, so what do you have in the house? He said, nothing. Oh, I have just an Asuch Shaman. And he says, okay, you could pour into all the other Kalim, and then you'll sell them to the Shach. Okay, what's this whole idea? Why this Asuch Shemen? Why do you think this miracle of pouring it out into other things? So Chazal tell us, okay, because the bracha can only be chal if you have something to be chal on. That's why you're supposed to leave the crumbs on the table, left over a piece of bread till benching. But the Malbim said, maybe there's a deeper idea here. Whose wife, who was this Isha Chas Mishay B'nei Hanaviyim? She was the wife of Ovadyahu. What was Ovadyahu's whole chap? That when Ezevel told all the Nevi'ei Hashem, he took 100 Nevi'im and hid them 50 in each cave, and Lechalka Lechem Amayim until the time came up. So what happened here? We know how did Eliyahu react when Ezevel killed all the Nevi'im Hashem. He claimed to Hashem, he says, it's hopeless. They've killed the Am Yisrael, have left your Torah, and they've killed all the Nevi'im, and I'm the only one left. Maybe he didn't know about this. Ovadyahu's 100 Nevi'im in the cave. He said, look, this situation is hopeless, I give up. What did Ovadyahu do? Ovadyahu says, yes, the situation looks hopeless. She killed thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of Nevi'im. But even a situation that looks hopeless, you can always find a little hope. Let's find 100 Nevi'im. Maybe even those 100 Nevi'im, someday when the Shemad passes, we'll be able to reestablish the Masorah. And we'll have what to say. There was a famine. There was a ra'ab. There was no food. He says, no, let me find some lechem amayim. Let me look. I can find a little food. Maybe even chayah some of these Nevi'im. And keep the flame burning. Ovadyahu's godless was that when everyone else, even the good people, gave up, said the situation's too tough, he said, no, there's a lot to work with here. Let's find what we can do what we can, and maybe we can build off that. Maybe that's what Elisha was teaching to his wife. His wife said, look, my husband is Yoris Hashem. He served Hashem all the time, and look what happened. He died, right, Tzadik Varalo, and now I have no money. They're coming to take away my children, and I give up. And Elisha told her, no, what do you have in the house? He said, nothing in the house. He said, but maybe a little oil. He said, no, take the message that your husband gave you. Don't say, I have nothing, it's hopeless. Say, I have something, I have what to work with. At least do what you can. See what you can make out of this little Asuch Shaman. And if you see what you can and do what you can with it, then you never know. You never know what will happen. And of course, this is Drasha for another time. Where else do we find a very similar in Jewish history? What did the B'nai Matas Yahu do so many years later when everyone else just gave up and said, we can't fight the Greek army. They're good people. They've heard all the Siavnim. They give up. What can we do? And he said, no, we have a little army. We have some people. We can fight. Let's see what we can do and if Hashem will help us. And they only had that little Asuch Shaman that was the seal with the Pach of the Kohen, with the Chosav of the Kohen Gadol, and said, let's burn it and see what we can do from there. And the exact same thing happens. This is the Leshen Hashem's teaching. However bleak it looks, the answer is not, unfortunately, like Eliyahu even did. Not to give up and say, no one's left, I give up Hashem, that's it, take me away. But to say, let me see what I can work with and do my part, and maybe somehow that will keep the flame alive and in the end succeed with help of Hashem. Shabbat Shalom. What? What? Oh, was it for the Netanyahu? Okay. I just made it up right now. Yeah.
The Rambam says, like, impossible, he says, for
and he, does he tie it into this Haftorah?
No.
Not in the stomach, though.